Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. We are starting off the new year by answering your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. We've got a long year ahead of us, and my goal is to give you the guidance you need to have better sex and relationships. So thanks everyone for listening to the show, and I'm going to tell you about things that will improve your sex life. You know, I only tell you about products and things that will help you. So let me tell you about Jeju. They make high-quality premium sex toys. They're all rechargeable, waterproof, powerful. Did I say powerful? Powerful, and designed to hit her in all the right places. And you can play with them together. So they have, and they're all like just beautiful. You wouldn't even know that, like if you're into like your iPhone and you love the way it comes packaged, it kind of comes packaged like an iPhone. Like it has all these really cool chargers and it's they're just high tech. They're cool. And you can use it with your partner. They have, you know, you guys have heard me talk about the Jeju. It's a Mimi for years. It's amazing. It's a great one to use during intercourse, clitoral stimulation. But my new favorite, sorry, Mimi, is the Mio. It's a penis ring. But it's a penis ring like no others, okay? So it's one size fits most, can go around his penis, you wear it during sex, it's a really powerful vibe. And I'm just telling you this because I actually, to be honest, had a really good experience with it this weekend. I'd used it before, but now I really got into it. The vibrations are so intense. He loves the vibrations. They feel great on his areas. Plus, it's not only a penis ring, you can take it off, wrap it on your fingers, and use it anywhere you want on the body. And it's just the coolest toy. They've got the Fifi, which is a dual stimulation for clitoris and G-spot. And I'm just obsessed with these toys. I've been talking about them for years and I love them. So check them out. They are next level sensations. And also, they're beautifully packaged and discreet. Leave them out. No one knows that they are mini orgasm machines. So just use code Emily and you get 10% off your purchase at jeju.com. That's jeju.com. Use coupon code Emily for 10% off. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts. Sign up for our mailing list, which you should do. A lot of you have been doing that lately, and I've been getting great feedback. And I love send you a newsletter once a week with some important tips and trips to...
I don't want any ticks.
Dude, Menace, I haven't talked.
I know.
On the radio. It's Happy New Year, everyone.
You're just nervous that I'm around, that's why.
Oh, yeah, you make me so nervous. I'm shaking. Yeah. I'm here with Menace.
Hi.
This is our first show, 2015. Happy friggin' New Year.
It's crazy. And thanks for all the people hitting me up on Twitter and Instagram and all that, saying that they're excited that I'm here.
I love that.
I don't know, you know, if I give any good feedback or input on the show, but I think they just like that I poke at you. And
I know. You make me reveal stuff that I maybe wouldn't, and you give me shit about stuff that isn't even relevant anymore, but that's cool. If you guys are entertained by him poking fun at me, that's awesome. Yeah. And you do give good advice from time to time. No, but I'm happy to see you, and I hope this is going to be a great year.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about it. I really am. I feel like a different person, actually.
Oh, that's good.
I took time off. So did you. What were you going to say?
Honestly, no. I got a whole different vibe from you when I saw you today, that you're a different person. Because usually, like, when I see you before a show, it's just like this crazy, like, Tasmanian devil mess of a person, even though I still love you. But just, like, all over the place, you know? And now you just seem, like, really focused and relaxed. I don't know what the hell's going on, but just keep on doing that.
I am. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I have to say... Well, I finally took some time off. I went away for almost like 10 days with my family, which normally people go with their families and they need a vacation from the vacation. But you know, my family's pretty chill.
Yeah.
I went to Florida. I was with my mom for 5 days at her place. And then I went to my brother in South Beach with my nieces. Have you ever been to South Beach?
I haven't, but
it's crazy. It's like
Orlando.
Vegas on steroids. No, Orlando is not. The rest of Florida is all interesting. Mm-hmm. That's where always all the weird thing people cut off people's heads and you find it floating in the swamps and stuff.
Yeah.
Or they do weird shit. But let me tell you about Miami. It's like South Beach is kind of like Las Vegas, but it's kind of like, I mean, really everyone's beautiful, working out. Mm-hmm. Like it's very, I mean, it's kind of materialistic and everyone, like it's about the nightclubs and like everyone's, it's really flashy. But it was a freaking great time. We were on the beach. I went running every day. And the other thing is I've been meditating twice a day. I've always... learned meditation about 10 years ago, but it never was part of like my day-to-day practice as I always want it to be. And it's every day, twice a day for 20 minutes. And I seriously think it's really helping me be clear and focused and
good.
I feel relaxed. I think also, most of all, it's really just the time off because I haven't had a vacation in a million years. So it was good.
That's
and
great.
I'm so excited about everything this year and about the shows, because this is actually going into our 10th year of doing Sex with Emily. I mean, we kind of started in 2005. Yeah, 2005. Yeah. End of 2005. And so I've been thinking, I actually just created a survey because I want to hear, like this year, I know you like the shows and I love that you've all been listening, but I want to take them to the next level and I want you all to be really happy and I want to hear from you. So it's a survey that I'm going to be tweeting out, you know, putting on my website, putting in the newsletter, all that stuff. However you find me, it's Sex with Emily across the board on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And it just like takes you like 3 minutes to answer a few questions about what they want to hear, what they like, what they don't like, what you like about Menace, all that stuff, what you don't like about Menace. And I think it'll help us make better shows.
Good.
So I feel good. How about you, Menace?
I'm great. I'm loving living here in LA, as I've said in past podcasts, doing a morning show. For some reason, though... Even though our morning show is doing really well, you know, I have 1 year left on my contract. So I don't know what's, up after 2015.
Wow.
Who knows?
Have you been here a year yet?
About 9 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so
We're getting amazing support on the show that I do.
The Woody Show,
yeah, on Alt-98.7 if you live in L.A.
But can't they, it's a podcast too, no?
Yeah, you just search The Woody Show on anything. We don't.
It's not about boners.
Yeah, it's not about boners or sex. You're not going to learn how to, you know, pick up women or anything like that. If you're really into pop culture and talking about all kinds of stuff.
But you don't know if it'll get renewed, so.
Yeah, yeah, like you never business. Knew. So, like, yeah.
You never know.
So right now, 2015 is just about having fun and, you know, doing the best that
you
I can.
You always have fun, though. You're in Vegas or Disneyland. If yeah. You guys should all just follow Menace on Instagram, if only just to see that he's either in Disneyland or Las Vegas, like, every day, and he's the hardest working person I know, and I'm not sure how he does all of that. He's Menace, right?
Yeah. Menace, just Menace, M-E-N-A-C-E, which is funny. So you're talking about traveling over the holidays. I went back to San Francisco, visited family, but on Christmas Day, I flew straight to Hawaii, to Oahu, and I went all over the island. And believe it or not, I was walking out of a restaurant with my girlfriend, and then about 5 minutes later, I get a notification on my Instagram saying that, hey, I'm a Sex with Emily listener. I just saw you outside the restaurant.
No way.
I wish I could have got a photo. And I wrote them back. I'm like, why did you say hi? They're like, oh, it was too late. I was like, I couldn't believe it. That's Sex with Emily listener in Hawaii.
That's so cool. Well, hello, Sex with Emily listener. You know, that's awesome, man. You're so recognizable, too.
That's really weird.
You are, though.
I don't think that I am. But
you know you are. You've got the look. And you're on billboards everywhere. But besides that, no, your glasses, your thing, your menacisms. That's funny. I know I get bummed because there have been a few times where I've been out and people are like, I just saw Sex with Emily. Like, I remember one time I was like at Forever 21 or something. Mm-hmm. And this was like a few years ago. And someone's like, I just saw Sex, or a year ago, I saw Sex with Emily. I'm like, why don't people think they can't say hi? Like, we're like some, like no paparazzi, no hello. Yeah. He's like, I love you. If you like the show and you listen, oh my God.
Say hi, please.
Say hello.
I felt so bad because I would love to talk to persons.
But that's so cute.
How they're doing.
They recognized you.
Yeah, that was really cool. So,
because we were on a television show together, too.
Yeah.
A long time ago now.
On the TV.
On the TV, which was good times.
Yeah.
And so this show, so Menace, you know how we love hearing from our people.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be answering your emails. We've been getting so many great emails lately. So feedback@sexwithemily.com. And man, our Facebook page is blowing up. People love our facebook.com/sexwithemily page because we put up really useful tips and tricks and all that stuff on there. And people ask questions through there as well. So you can do it that way. And so these are some of the topics we're going to cover. And then also sex in the news, of course.
Mm-hmm.
How to get your girlfriend interested in sex toys. Menace, you're going to want to listen to this one. Sex tips for busy newlyweds. A guy can't stand his girlfriend's family, jealousy, out of practice with sex, and just not having enough sex. Those are some of the topics we're going to cover on the show. And also, what else do I have to say here? Okay, well, let's go on some sex in the news. Oh, no, first, I want to say one thing.
All right.
This weekend coming up, or next weekend, I'm going to be at the Sexual Health Expo, which is in Los Angeles, January 17th and 18th. And it's $20, gets two people in for free, and it is the very first of its kind. And it's an expo, 2 days. People can come. The leading sex experts in the country that I've learned from are going to be there teaching workshops, all the latest and greatest products, toys. There's going to be party. You should come. There's going to be like a party night, award ceremony. And I'm giving the keynote on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at
and
you.
It's just going to be really cool. So I would love to meet you all and just come and say hi. And I think, I know, because I was checking out the panels, it's sexualhealthexpo.com. And it's, I'm really impressed, actually, because when they first asked me like 9 months ago, I was like, yeah, okay, never heard of this because it's the first one. But now it's like everyone's talking about it. And it's really going to be a special, cool, informative, super fun event. And you might get laid. Who knows? Everyone's going to have sex on their mind.
That rules.
Yeah. Okay. Sex in the news. Menace,
the
window for online dating is now.
Okay.
So if you resolve to find love in 2015, I've got some bad news for you. Your window of opportunity may be a whole lot smaller than you think.
Uh-oh.
According to forecasts from Match.com and Plenty of Fish, two of the country's largest dating sites, the single most popular time for online dating, the window when the most people sign up, log on, poke around, will be January 4th from roughly 5 to 8 p.m., Zoosk, which is another dating
site. Oh, yeah. I had some friends hooked up off of that.
How do you... I guess people just do them all now, right? Everyone's like on Zoosk. These are... Yeah.
They're on everything.
Everything. Why not, right? They say that it's the most traffic time was on Sunday after New Year's. So in terms of... So it says that in terms of the number of fish in the sea, it's all downhill from there. Exaggeration. Match is 2.4 million North American users and Plenty of Fish is 90 million worldwide. So you can probably find a date... But across the board, dating sites see way more action between New Year's and Valentine's Day than any other time of year. So you've got like 2 months right now. So millions of people like New Year's. It's kind of hard waking up that day after New Year's. Isn't it an alarm for you? You get up at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's freaking rough that first day back and everyone wants to talk to you because everyone puts everything off in December. But everyone's like contemplating going back to work. And now they're like, I'm going to go online and date. So I guess that it says that there's also a spike in post-holiday searches for porn.
I'm sure.
Everyone's searching for porn. And it also has to do with the dreariest of the winter months. And wait a minute.
There was probably a lot of breakups during the holidays. And then they were looking into porn.
Okay. Exactly. You know?
Because that's a good breakup time because people don't want to buy gifts and stuff like that, you know?
Totally. Well,
so then they're online looking at porn.
Exactly. I always think that people break up over the holidays because, they don't want to buy gifts, whatever. But I guess the dumping season is kind of more like spring.
Oh, really? Too.
Yeah. But I don't know. You don't want to like – sometimes if you're like, I'm kind of into this person, not – like you really want to go to their family's house and buy gifts.
I want to start a new year, a new life without you.
Clear everything. Do you make resolutions?
No. I don't really – I mean, we – actually, some friends of mine, we're talking about reflections, you know, instead of resolutions, like reflecting on things and how you can make things better the next year, but not like saying, oh – we're going to, you know, do this or do that, you know?
That's good. Kind of reflect. Because resolutions, the thing about resolutions is if you just say something like, I'm going to quit smoking or I'm going to find love, it's so you have to have goals. You have to have measurable and strategic goals that you're like, I'm going to go on 3 dates a week or I'm going to approach 3 people online. So you can have it measurable. That's how you're going to succeed with your resolution.
Yeah.
But if you just say, I'm going to lose weight, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to find love, won't happen. But you got to change your behavior so these things are more likely to happen.
I think one thing I'm going to do that I did set a goal was I'm going to be on this radio station in Santa Cruz like on the weekend.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, but I can do it from L.A.
No, like your own little show? Big show? I don't mean little.
No.
You never say little to a man. Oh, that's so cute. You're cute little.
No,
lover.
It's like just playing music and then talking over
that's
the
awesome.
Music.
Nothing big. Okay, that's fun.
So hopefully that comes together. I already talked to them and everyone said okay. So hopefully.
Half Moon Bay Station?
No, not Half Moon Bay. Santa Cruz.
When you say Santa Cruz, why do I think Half Moon Bay?
Yeah, well, it's pretty close to Half Moon Bay.
That's really cool.
So if you're listening in Santa Cruz, I might be on a station.
What station?
There.
You can't say?
Not yet, no.
Oh, geez. Why do you always do that? You're always dropping things and then not really dropping them.
I can't.
But that's cool. I'm happy for you.
Follow me on Twitter.
It's funny because people love you. Like, Menace, you've been on the radio for like 10, like in San Francisco, too. Everyone's like, you're with Menace. Like, people who just tune in or they don't know, like, oh, you work with Menace? Like, they all know you from the, you were on Live 105.
Well, I did radio in San Francisco about, maybe 16 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's crazy, and you're so young. Okay, the one thing I was going to say before I finish this article on Facebook about dating is that you'll like this, Menace, because we used to have a thing. We used to talk about changing your relationship status and how I'm against it always, that people don't need to know your biz. But it says that people are far more likely to change their relationship status in January or February than they are at any other time of year.
Yeah, that probably coincides. I mean, a lot of people probably get together with somebody around Valentine's Day. Like, I screwed up once when I was in high school. I got with a girl. I think I've probably talked about this on the show before since we've done it together so long. But if you heard it for the first time, here you go. I hooked up with this girl a week before Valentine's Day in high school. And then on Valentine's Day, she got me a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, we've only really been together a week. I wasn't expecting anything. Didn't get anything.
Dude, your mom's a florist.
I know.
Dude, how hard is that?
I totally screwed up.
How did you screw that up? I feel like you'd be like, you're like 16-year-old kid or something.
I was like sophomore in high school.
I know. Guys always mess that stuff up.
I know. What's messed up too is because for some reason, I don't know why I didn't get flowers that time, but my mom would always hook me up. She would give me like giant bags of like single roses, and I would give them out to all the girls at school.
Oh my God, that's sweet. Like, I loved it.
The pimp, yeah.
Dude, that is so pimp. They used to do that at my high school where you pay $1. It was like a fundraiser thing, and you give like, and then they cut like the cheerleaders or whatever would come around and deliver them to the room, and you'd be so happy. And like a guy would send you one.
Yeah, I would just have like crazy roses. So like all the girls that didn't get a rose that day, I would hook them up. You know,
dude, that's sweet. A rose. You've always just had such a big heart. Really, truly, you brought your thumb a rose. You're like, here's a rose, since you didn't get anything else. Okay, so here's some more about porn and the holiday spirit. A lot of people took some time out from all the presents and food to watch some porn over Christmas. Yes, because we are a very Christian culture and a sexual culture. Let's see. According to Pornhub's annual release of their search and traffic results over the festive period, they say that people were searching for it. But if it makes you feel any better about abandoning family time in favor of masturbating alone in your room on December 25th, at least porn lovers got into the festive spirit. So, you know, MILF, do you know that MILF is like the top search term?
It is. Why?
Always. I know. You're like, I don't want to bang someone. No, but it's true. It's always MILFs. Well, now people were searching. Here's the naughty Santa's helper. That was the number one search term.
All right.
It kicked MILF out of the way. What?
Someone must have brought that up in like pop culture or something like that.
Where no.
Then people started searching.
There's a list of them. Listen, it makes sense because when else are you going to look for Santa-related porn? But it's a heck of a lot weirder to try it out in mid-June. And also on the list, a lot of step-relative-related incest searches because Christmas is a time for extending family coming over. That's kind of disturbing. Okay. Extended family coming over and overstuffed, which probably does not refer to how you feel after eating too much turkey. Gross.
Wow.
I know. Like, oh, sexy stepdad. Like, ugh. But here's the album mentioned. So not only were they searching for Santa's helper, Christmas F, they were searching for, just Christmas F.
Yeah.
Mrs. Claus. So people want to see Mrs. Claus getting double penetrated, apparently, or something. And Black Santa. People who are looking for a multicultural Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah. Black Santa. Well, they're thinking, you know. He might have a nice schlong or something.
I do have another theory, too. I think a lot of people probably got electronic devices for the holidays, like an iPad you know, a Kindle Fire or like some new phone. So they're probably testing out what the porn looks like on their
exactly. That's the first thing you do.
Gadget, you know?
Right. You used to like open up Yahoo or whatever. Now it's like, how's my porn looking?
Yeah, how's the U-porn? Is it crisp and clear on my new device or what?
I know, exactly. Well, I'm glad that everyone got into the holiday spirit somehow. But, you know, here's the thing about surfing for porn. It's like, and we've talked about this, and men and women do it too, but for guys, why would they take time off if they do it every day usually, and it has nothing to do with if they're in a relationship or not? You're going to need some release, and they do it. So there's nothing really wrong with that. It's not like Christmas, you can't do it. It's not like Lent, I guess, if you give up or something, but it's fine. Keep your habits going that make you happy, unless it's obsessive and you have a problem with it, and then we'll talk. Okay, there are 7 people who had worse sex than you in 2014.
All right.
These are all like the top news stories. Remember we hear all the weird things, people getting things stuck in their vagina and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
The woman, number 7, the woman who had a sex toy inside her for 10 years.
Yes.
I don't know how she didn't know that. The teen who simulated oral sex with a Jesus statue.
Ooh. Not good.
Not good. Anyone who tried to get better at oral sex by licking their phone, an app claimed it could improve oral sex skills. All people had to do was lick their phones.
God.
Dude, wouldn't that ruin your phone? The saliva?
I don't think it would ruin
it. Okay, so you're licking your phone and it's like it's like measuring your...
Uh-huh.
Dude, that is not how you learn how to give a blowjob or oral sex on a woman.
Yeah,
you need to listen to Sex with Emily.
Fall for that stuff all the time.
That's hilarious.
Like, charge your phone in the microwave and then explodes. Like, people fall for internet stuff
the
time.
They do.
It's terrible.
Exactly. Okay, the man who just loves pool rafts a little too much. This man has been arrested 3 times for having sex with pool rafts.
Yeah, I heard about that guy.
Okay, Alaskans. A survey revealed that the average time Alaskans spend having sex is between 20 seconds and 1 minute. They're cold. Wow. I don't know. You think they'd want to do a little more to warm up.
No matter.
It's a state of Minuteman.
Maybe. I met these people from Alaska, and they just seemed so goddamn miserable. I can understand why.
Because they're
freaking
freezing.
Now.
And, you know, speaking of freezing, Menace, I realize, I think, like, moving to L.A., it's been 2 years for me now. I think I've just been thawing out for 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it was freaking freezing there. I mean, it was 50. It's between 48 and 53 degrees every single day. And no one tells you that when you move to California. I mean, you grew up in Northern California, but I, young girl, come moving there from Michigan, thought, California, palm trees, sunshine.
Yeah, that always happens.
And it's, the tourists go there and they buy, but I lived there for a long time and I just realized, like, today it's 86 friggin' degrees in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm like, oh my God, it's warm. And I do feel like everyone's like, how do you like LA? I'm like, well, the weather's great, which seems cliche, but the truth is, it really makes a difference.
Yeah.
In your mind,
your
everything. Yeah. Like, it's healthy, it's good for you. A little sunshine. Okay. And also, an 84-year-old man who invited 2 17-year-olds to his house, he met them through a sugar daddy website. The 17-year-olds attacked him, tied him up, and robbed his house. That's
bad.
Your biggest fear.
Yes.
Well, because whenever I try to talk Menace into trying bondage,
He's afraid that someone's going to time up and steal his wallet. My wallet's going to be gone. All kinds of crazy stuff.
And then number one, the couple who got suctioned together while having sex in the ocean, they end up going to the emergency room so they could be separated.
Yeah.
Those are the people. So if you think your sex life kind of sucked in 2014, these people had it way worse. Terrible. Publicly. In a public manner.
There was a... what was it? I was hearing about this article of like crazy stuff that people got caught inside them in like 2014, and it was just insane stuff. Like, there was this one where this girl shoved a balloon into the guy's pee hole and then tried to blow up the balloon, and guess what? It didn't really work out for
them. Oh my god, and then you got infected. Can you imagine going to the emergency?
This other guy like tied weights to his wiener trying to make it larger, which never works.
That does not work.
And it like clenched down, and he had to get it amputated.
His penis?
Yeah, because he had it on for like a couple hours before he went to the emergency room.
People, really? Okay.
Like,
so
you don't need to do
all
that.
You can do Kegel exercises if you want to last longer and you want to have more orgasms and stuff like that. But really, you don't. There's all these sites about... We get questions also. I do Loveline every night. Can I make my penis larger? What can I do? What can I do? You can't do anything. You're not going to get a penis enlargement. You can just work with what you have. Like, we all work with our greatest assets, our greatest, you know, gifts and things about us that we're challenged with. And I'm telling you, if you have a smaller than average penis or a penis that you think is small and you don't like, life will go on. You will find love. Things will be great. Don't friggin' get your penis amputated this year. 2015, that should be your resolution, guys. So, accept and love your penis.
So then we got a call from this gynecologist saying that he was checking a patient and was like putting whatever tools that they do in there and found an 8-ball in there, and then the 8-ball like rolled out and fell out.
An 8-ball, like, okay, an 8-ball from pool?
Yeah, from pool.
Like a black 8 in her.
Yeah, yeah.
And she didn't know
it was
a
in
big
there.
How do you not know that's like carrying a baby? Like, that's huge.
I don't know, but
and then is that real?
Like, it was real. It was real, for sure. It was
ouch!
Real.
People, you have to be really careful what you stick in your vagina.
There's like pornos where like people stick like wine bottles up.
Yeah,
there.
Or you go to Thailand and they like, you know, they shoot ping pong balls out of their vagina. Have you ever been to Thailand? And seen those shows? Yeah.
No.
Good times. They're very adept at making their vaginas do amazing things.
Like, that's why, like, I'm saying, the sex toy is a gateway drug to. To 8-balls in your vagina.
No, dude. Listen to me. The sex toys are a prevention from you having to stick an 8-ball in your vagina. If you get a really good sex toy, you won't have to stick strange things. Like, I remember hearing about the girl in high school who stuck, like, a remote control in her vagina and all that stuff. Did you ever have story? Like, you know, the rumors? No. But, like...
I had a rumor, like, maybe a hot dog in there broke off.
Oh, God, people. And let me just tell you about this. It's not. It's actually bad for you to mix the bacteria. Like, your vagina... naturally regulates the bacteria in it, that we have natural bacteria in it. And if you mix anything in it, like sugary things, you're like, oh, whipped cream, my vagina would be great. No, you're going to get an infection. And that 8-ball, God knows where it's been.
Oh,
durable.
Yeah.
Now we know that one's been. But it's like dirty. Things are dirty. Yeah, you don't want to put germs in your vagina.
I'm sure it wasn't like straight out of the package, 8-ball.
No, it's probably been sitting there in like some dusty room with some like old guys playing pool. That's disgusting. That upsets me, people. So please just
use
lots of lube and buy the sex toys that I tell you to buy. Because I believe, and I know that, this is my whole mission in life, that I do realize that the sex toy thing, when we started this, it was still kind of, I felt like I always had to explain like, hey guys, don't be intimidated. Doesn't mean she, but we've, you know, that she wants the sex toy over you. It can't cuddle. It's not going to replace you. But I feel like we've kind of moved past that. We're more than 52% of women have all had a sex toy. And of those, like 70% try with their partners.
Yeah.
And like I would say, like guys had a good experience, had sex last weekend, just so you know. And I had a guy never used a toy. And of course, I'm his gateway. Because he's like, you always talk about these toys.
Yeah. You have this suitcase full of them.
Yeah, a house full of them. So we tried the Jeju Mio, which is a cock ring. Which, you know, cock rings have been around forever. Men can use them to restrict the blood flow so they can last longer a little bit, have to last longer, help them stay harder. So now they made them like in the last, you know, 10 years, they make them so they vibrate. So they're like round, they go around. There's a bunch of different kinds. There's cheap ones, there's more expensive ones, but you know, Screaming O makes one that like you just throw away. It's like disposable. But the Mio, the one I was talking about, is rechargeable, and it's like friggin', it's like a powerful vibe, but it feels awesome, and it's like stretchy, and it's like one size fits most. And It was a friggin' blast. Like, you, it just does all these cool things because it goes around the penis, then you can have sex, like normal sex. So it's hitting your clitoris, my clitoris, to be specific. Mm-hmm. But then you take it off and it's like, it looks, it's just like a little ring. So it looks like a ring. It shrinks back down. So it's like a ring you put on your fingers. You could still use it on your clitoris, nipples. You could use it on his balls. And I'm telling you, it's not that I've been, you know, okay, I haven't done this that many guys, but the guys that I have introduced vibrations to their balls have never complained. They've liked it. So and you can use it on your nipples. You can drag. It's just this really maneuverable. I don't know. It's called the Mio. I'm just kind of, this is my new obsession.
We've never talked about.
Okay, go ahead.
As you're describing that, I'm thinking, so you're external, not internal?
The way that I orgasm?
Yeah.
I can do both.
Oh, okay.
But I, most women can, if they can do both, not, not most. It's typical for women to require a clitoral orgasm before they can have a G-spot orgasm, like a blended orgasm. So, like, if I my clitoris is stimulated enough, then I can, and then we're having sex, I can have both, G-spot, clitoral, blended, whatever you want to call it. And so that just, like, boom, it's like, it's freaking amazing. And so here's the thing, it's so
external is just such a pain in the ass, by the way.
Why? Because you have to use your mouth. Well, dude, this is what, because
it's so much work.
It's work for you because you're thinking your mouth or your hands. If you, if I gave you one of these memes or this ring and you held it on your girlfriend for like 5 minutes, what would you care? You didn't have to do any work. She had a crazy orgasm and then you bang her and maybe she'll have another one. So I don't understand, like, I guess people, guys, if they have gone out of their heads, they have to realize that it actually enhance, it makes your life easier. It's like your new assistant. It should be your best friend because it takes the, if you don't enjoy going down and you don't have time, let's say you quickie, you're like, oh my God, if I go down in her, it would take 25 minutes or what did you say, man? It's like, whatever, you're always like, can I do it for 8 minutes? But this thing just, it just helps you. It's like your handy helper. It's like, you know, when you go to the gym and you, you what do you do to the gym to like make it more pleasant? You, you know, you put music on and it makes it go fast. If you're on the treadmill and you're like, oh, I'm listening to music. That workout went by so quickly. Or you, you enhance, it enhances. It doesn't take away.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. So thank you for asking about my orgasms. Okay. How did your girlfriend orgasm?
Oh.
Tell me you don't know yet because that
we don't talk. Yeah, I don't know yet.
No, that's a good question. Okay, well, let's get into the emails then about the people and from the people, about the people, by the people. But first, a quick word from our sponsors, who I love, and they help keep the show free for everyone. Fleshlight is the number one sex toy for men, and it's the only one that you want or need because here's the thing. Guys use their hands. That's all you got. You got your hand or you have sex. And you're like, my hand's fine. It feels good. I know how to do it. Blah, blah, blah. I have an orgasm and I, you know, go to sleep. But what if I told you that the Fleshlight, which is a male masturbation sleeve, could simulate the sensations of actually having sex? It makes your masturbation time so much better or just different because I know men love variety. And it's made with this body-safe material invented by NASA. And it's like stretchy. It's it looks and feels like the real deal, the Fleshlights. They come in so many different like textures and sizes. And some people say it feels even better than sex. No, not that you ever want to have sex again. And also there's the Fleshlight Stamina Training Unit. It helps you practice lasting longer and becoming a better lover. Plus, you'll experience some mind-blowing orgasms. And you can use it with your partner. She can give you a little hand job. Maybe you sense women are on their period or whatever. They don't have sex. She just whips out the, you know, Madison's with my assistant here with her boyfriend. She sometimes she just wants, just gives him the Fleshlight. Says, have a good time.
Here you go.
Yeah, that's also your new best friend, women. So get your partner something. Buy it. It's gentle and sensitive on your skin, all that stuff. And for my listeners, go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use coupon code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning lube. Or you can just go to fleshlight.com, use code Emily, award-winning lube. What else do you need but lube? Lube enhances everything. I love lube.
You've been pro-lube since I've known
you. Dude, I know. I want lube in every nightstand. And I'm really getting on that track this year, I have to say. The lube thing,
you're
because...
You're going to visit everybody's nightstand? I am. I'm going to deliver. Santa Claus?
Yeah, exactly. You know how people, like for the holidays, they like make homemade jam or like homemade whatever. Yeah. I'm going to make homemade lube next year and put it in little jars and just deliver it to everyone
like
I know.
Like a chemist.
Yeah, like a chemist. Exactly. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, because lube also, just a note there about lube is that it actually, studies have shown that even if she's wet, it's not like if there's dry or discomfort, but even if you know, she might already be wet, adding a little drop of lube actually increases a woman's chance of having an orgasm because it's a little more slipperier and it's a different kind of slipperiness. So like, why not? Again, It's we bought the lube. Leave it out there. What the hell, people? Okay.
Just do it.
Just do it. Okay. First question. Emily, in one of your latest podcasts, you had a script for introducing toys into the bedroom, but you only did it on a girl's perspective. You were here for the show, right?
Yeah.
I've been wanting to try out getting a toy in the bedroom with my girlfriend, and I don't quite know where to start. Neither of us have ever had any toys, and we always jokingly say, let's go into a sex shop every time we drive by one. Just wondering if there are any tips that you'd suggest that we do. Thanks, Jay. Okay, Jay.
All right.
Here's the deal. You're already halfway there. Next time, instead of saying, let's stop by the sex toy shop or driving by the sex toy shop, just turn into the parking lot and do it. Because there isn't a better learning experience for couples than to enter a shop together and explore everything that you've ever fantasized about. Because it can be, it's there. It'll provoke you. You'll see a bunch of DVDs. They'll watch porn. There's every toy under the sun. There's, you know, lingerie. I mean, they have everything in there. And you can just walk around together and be like, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? Let's try something. And then you could really start to ask each other questions about what turns you on. And just buy one thing. You know, I always say like a good starter vibe, if you've never used a vibrator, is like the Pocket Rocket. It's a great one. It's just a little tiny, you know, handheld vibe. If you want to just, you know, it's like $20. You can also go to, if you're in the Bay Area or online, it's goodvibes.com. Use coupon code Emily for 20% off, or for 15% mm-hmm. off. But that's a great way. Or just like, you know, maybe you want to tie your partner up. 50 Shades of Grey is coming out. They've got whips. They've got, you know, light Velcro ones. It doesn't have to hurt. You can just blindfold your partner. They've got everything. So you can also just let her know that you want to see how much pleasure she can experience. And you think that trying toys together would be fun, especially if she jokes about it with you. It doesn't sound like she's working against you on this. And so, you know, I think I didn't give you a script for this, but it's the same exact thing I said last time. It's like, hey, I love our sex life together, babe. It's amazing. And I think if we brought a little toys in the mix or something fun, a little some props, it could go to the next level. Happy New Year. Let's take our sex life to the next level. That's what you do. Also, if you are in anywhere where there's a Hustler store, there's about 11 of them in the country. If you go to a Hustler store, you can tell them that Sex with Emily sent you and you get 20% off your order. So, Menace, what would you say to that if you wanted to, well, you don't want to try toys, but if you did, do you disagree with me?
No.
Agree.
I agree. You know?
I haven't talked to you into it after all this time.
I'm halfway joking all the time.
I know. Okay.
I wanted to, before I forget.
Please.
Cameron Diaz, she got married, 42 years old, last night.
Now? She did?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Got married. She got married to Benji.
To Benji, yes.
Madden.
Wow, look at you knowing the name and everything.
I know. I was on vacation. I read People.
Yeah.
People magazine. That's exciting. So good for her. Married. She was always like the,
going
to get married.
She's like out there playing the field like you.
Uh-huh. And are you saying there's still hope?
There's still hope. You could.
That's exciting. Where'd they get married? Down. Was it a private ceremony or something?
Yeah, it was actually at her house in her backyard.
That's nice.
They've
been together 5 minutes.
Well, no, they've been together for a while, but they got engaged over the holidays in like December, and now they just got married real quick.
You know, typically I'm against rushing into marriage, mm-hmm. but when you're a little bit older, I think that you know yourself a lot better. And yeah. So I wish her luck, and I'm happy for her and him. Benji. I hope that they live a long, happy life. Madden. I don't know how I knew that. I hope they live a long, happy life together. And it is true, though. That's why I always say, don't get married before 30. And you know, she's 42, so she's been around the block. We know she's not a virgin, right?
I mean, no.
You know.
And over the break, Chris Rock got a divorce, or is getting a divorce, And the reason was he just didn't feel like being married anymore.
Because he wants to sleep with other people?
He just, like, didn't want to deal with being married.
Like, does he have kids and everything and the whole thing?
Yeah, and apparently it's just, like, a mutual thing.
How long were they together?
They were together about 15 years.
Okay, that happens. I mean, here's the thing. I feel like if it's a mutual – I mean, how great if it is a mutual separation and you both just kind of fall out of love – you know, I think that's more typical than we realize. And people are always shocked and they feel like it's such a failure. But if you're with someone a long time and you don't work on things in your relationship, like your sex life, which I think people need to do, or things just go south, and you put in 15 good years, it wasn't great, you got to leave it. But he doesn't feel like being married anymore. Sounds a little aggressive to me. If I was his wife, I'd be like, you're basically saying you don't want to be with me.
Yeah.
right?
Out in the public.
Right. I don't want to be married anymore.
Yeah,
to saying, you. I don't want to be married to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it ugly? Is it going to be ugly? Or no, you say no, no, she seems happy. He's probably giving her a large sum of money.
Oh, I'm sure. Chris Rock, I think, is worth like $50 million. Oh, no, $70
million. How many times has he made? I guess it was his first marriage.
This is only marriage.
Okay. Well, you know, here's the deal. My next question. What were you
saying? Yeah. No, I was just saying it's funny that that he's getting divorced because he just came out with a movie called Top 5, which is really good. I recommend people watch it if it's still in the theater when you listen to this podcast, or rent it when it comes out. But in the movie, he does talk with somebody else about getting a prenup for somebody else.
Prenup!
Somebody else that got somebody else that got married in the movie and was talking about, like, oh, you wrote all the jokes. You're the one that came up with all the stuff, so you better get that prenup. You know, you made all the money.
Yeah, but she put up with you and your children and all that stuff and raised the children and did a lot of work. So, you know, I don't know. But
should she get half of all your money?
Dude, she lives in California. Yeah. She's going to get half.
Well, I don't know where they live.
I don't know. But yeah, you get half. Yeah, you know what? I don't know. It's tricky. It's true. I guess people are so in love and they're like, oh, we'll never get divorced. It doesn't matter. But if you're together that long and you have children together, I get it. But dudes are really – I know a lot of guys that are contemplating divorce, and then they look at the numbers and meet their lawyer. They're like, it's not worth it because I'm going to lose half my money.
Which is crazy. It's like,
I would make someone sign a prenup. I don't want them to take all my money, all my shoes.
If you're worth $70 million, like, can you – okay, all right, I'm going to give her – $10 million. You think she could? I think she could live off like $10 million. She doesn't need
half of that money. It's the life she's become accustomed to.
Really?
That's what they always say. I've become accustomed to spending $20,000 a month on clothing.
No, it's crazy. You like, you see all these things like Holly Berry or whatever. She like breaks up and she gives her baby daddy,
the model
guy, $80,000 a month, something crazy like that. Like,
just for him?
Yeah.
That's crazy. They were together like 5 minutes and she got pregnant. And $80,000. He had a good, good lawyer because they weren't even married.
People don't even make like half that in a year.
Could you imagine just like, oh, there goes the $80,000. I didn't even notice from his pocket change.
Yeah.
The disparity of wealth in this country is really disturbing.
It's crazy.
But I'm not going to go off on that
right now.
There's
so many first world problems.
I know, exactly.
In America.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm very blessed. We're both very blessed. I couldn't pay anyone $80,000. But yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next thing, though, is about newlyweds.
Okay. Let's turn around.
Next question, because newlyweds have issues too. Hey, Emily, started listening to your podcast and it's been great. I have a question for you. Let me set up the scenario. My wife and I got married 3 months ago. We've been together for 3.5 years. She's a manager for a restaurant, so her schedule is all messed up. Some days she works 7 to 5:30, others 9 to 9, or even 3:30 to 1 or 2 a.m. My job? I work Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3:30. Needless to say, we don't see each other a lot, and that makes it tough on our sex life. We have sex maybe 1 to 2 times a month. For a newlywed couple, we should be having a lot more sex. So the question is, any advice how to get more? Thanks, Chris. Well, Chris, I'm so glad you're asking this question because yes, you certainly should be having more sex, especially as newlyweds. I mean, I know you've been together 3.5 years, but everyone should be having more sex than one time a month. If you're in a committed relationship, you should do your best and work on your sex life and work on whatever issues are preventing you from having sex so you're having sex more than once a month. So don't let this become the elephant in the room, meaning don't let it be the one thing that you and your wife both know isn't happening and not talking about. And you are hoping in your mind that some miracle time is going to open up where you're all of a sudden going to have time to have sex all day long, because that just doesn't happen. It doesn't sound like it's going to happen with her schedule. So you need to talk about it and tell her that you know, again, whenever you have these conversations about sex, and I'm going to start my resolution for 2015 to you people. I'm always saying, talk to your partner. Communication is lubrication. And what I realize is that that's so easy to say. You're like, oh yeah, I'll talk to him. But I think it's like that being able to actually sit there and have the words come out of your mouth and know what to say. Like, you know you should do it, but you don't really know how. So I'm going to start putting more words around that so you have the right words. So I think when you talk to her about it, you could say, you know, babe, I know our schedule's so crazy and I miss being with you. I miss being with you sexually. I love our sex life and I really love connecting with you in that way and I miss it. So I would say, Chris, say, what does she suggest? Ask her what she suggests first. Just say, like, what do you think about that? Because that's A, right? And then the wrong way to do B would be like, you're working all the time. Then you come home and you're tired and we never have sex. I haven't had a blowjob since we got married. Do you know what that's going to make her do? That's going to make her vow never to give you a blowjob again and get mad at you for 16 other things. So it's not just about talking about it. It's about talking about it in a way that is proactive and that isn't without blame, without anger, without, you know, hatred or threats. It's anytime you approach someone and you use like feeling words, like, I've been feeling lately like, you know, I really miss our sex life and this, what can we do about it? And you make it an issue with both of you, you're going to get a lot better results than just, you know, be cranky and complaining. Because so many guys I know also are in relationships, they're like, yeah, I kept saying like, we doing it tonight, you know, and that's never going to make anyone want to do anything, right? The second someone's saying like, why haven't you done this yet? Why? There's just different ways of asking for things. So also, and here's another thing, Chris, I'm going to say, maybe you need to schedule sex. And the first time I heard about scheduling sex, just like you and everyone else probably, is that you think that's a friggin' buzzkill. I'm going to look at my calendar and be like, you know, pick up dry cleaning, drive kids a dance lesson, and have sex. You're like, that, you know, whatever. But the truth is, if you know that you're having sex on Friday at 6 o'clock, then you don't have to all week long be anxious about it and worry about it and think, is she coming home or not? Then you know what's happening. You can start to think about it, get excited about it. Maybe you can have a little textual foreplay, text each other some sexy things, and then you know what's happening. So, you know, plan out, you know, I think date nights are super important for couples. And again, don't put the pressure on the sex. You can also emphasize a need for connection and intimacy if she's feeling like she's just too tired or whatever, stressed for sex. That happens sometimes when you have a lot of stress. So you could just say, I just want to be together intimately. You can give each other back rubs, massages, whatever it is. But I would plan out date nights, a night where you know, and even if your schedules are changing, she'll know her schedule a week in advance. And you can be like, okay, this week it's a Wednesday. So what do you think, Menace? Because you have a crazy schedule.
Yeah, I have a crazy schedule. And that you touched on what I was going to say was, you know, what are you doing with your free time? Are you just staying home? Are you just sleeping in bed all day? And if find things to go do that gets her excited to, you know, maybe go in bed. If it's just going to dinner, if it's
you don't mean like tequila shots.
No, I mean right, no. Definitely. But that
whatever
would work.
It is, create a whole thing exactly. Yeah. Like have a date because we get excited when we try new things together. So yeah, take her to dinner. What have you done that's been a fun night? Anything new, unique?
You know, she loves Justin Timberlake. We go to Justin Timberlake show or just like a concert or. Just going to dinner at a nice place and stuff like that. Even though I'm like really tired, I don't want to go out, but I still go and do it anyways, you know, because she's been at home the whole time and bored.
And that's one of the compromises you make in your relationship so it doesn't fall apart. Because if you had it your way and you didn't have a girlfriend, you'd be home.
At the house
all day. You would never leave.
Never leave until I had to go back to work.
Right, exactly. Know? No, it's totally true. Yeah. And I get it. So it gets you out. And any couples who like, you know, we try something new together too. It's exciting and it would be good for
even it's like going to the grocery store together or something like that.
Right, you know, cooking together.
Just doing stuff together. I mean, totally. Every day I just want to go directly home into my bed, but my girlfriend wants to go run errands somewhere, and then I go.
You do. That's nice of you.
Do
you
ever go with her.
Yeah.
Even though
like
I
the
don't
last
want
thing
to.
I do is be in traffic.
Yeah. I don't want to go do any of that stuff, but I still go do it anyways, you know?
Now, was this something that you guys had to talk about in the relationship, or you just always compromised?
I just knew that myself, that I can't be like, not see her all day and then say, oh yeah, go run your errands. I'm just gonna be at the home sleeping and
I'd have a hard time with
anything.
That. See, I would just want to be home and sleep. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, and can you stop by Starbucks and I'll see you in 2 hours because I'm taking a nap.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
You can. You got to cut relationships
are
compromised.
You got to hang out.
Absolutely. Okay, next email. Dear Emily, I hate my girlfriend's family so much. I adore her son, even though he's a little badass, she and I have a decent relationship, but her mother, her aunt, her grandparents make me want to give up and move on. I love her, but knowing that they might be in my life forever scares me. I don't know what to do. They're so judgmental, start drama all the time, and I don't need or want the bullshit. Should I leave her and get my head straight and mentally prepare myself and maybe one day fix things or stick around and hope there isn't a brawl one day? Thank you, Tony.
My recommendation on that is, why do you even care that much what they have to say? You know, I mean, it definitely, if it like goes between you and her, like talk it out with her. Like you don't need to be having a fight with the family or discussing anything with the family. Like who effing cares? I don't care.
Right.
You know, if someone is like some like uncle or aunt is upset with me, I'm not going to go and go talk to them. I don't care.
Right.
Like, all I care is about the relationship that I have with my girlfriend.
Right. Exactly. And but the family, here's the thing. But I want to say, Tony's like, welcome to the world of relationships. Because when you get into a relationship with someone, you don't only have to deal with your crazy family. Now you got to deal with their family issues. Mm-hmm. So it's like a whole nother thing. So I'd be surprised if you didn't have this issue because there's always someone in the partner's family that like kind of bugs you. And it can cause a lot of unnecessary strain in the relationship. So the thing that you have to do is, Tony, first of all, she's your girlfriend. You're not married. Mm-hmm. You don't have kids. You don't have to go to every single family function just because she wants you to. That's one thing. Next thing is families don't change. Your parents aren't going to change. Her family's not going to change. So what you need to do is change your expectations of a family. Don't go into it thinking, oh, this year it's going to be great. I'm going to bond with the uncle, you know? No, he's still going to be the same drunk jerk that he was every year. So your expectations need to change and limit the, so just be like, this is how it's going to be. Limit the time that you see them and set boundaries. Again, you don't have to attend every event. I have a friend who's been married for 15 years. Her thing with the in-law, that's their biggest strife, is her husband's family makes her crazy. Mm-hmm. Finally, she's like, you know what? I'm not doing the 6 days of Christmas. Yeah. Like they want to do like pre-Christmas, post-Christmas. She's like, I'm not freaking doing that. And this is the first year she's like, I had the best Christmas ever. Because she said no to the Christmas run and the family does like the whole thing. And she feels so much better because she's like, because a lot of us, you know, we want to please our partner. Mm-hmm. We want things to run smoothly. We want to do the right thing. But being with their family 24/7 isn't necessarily the right thing to do. So you're not married and...
Also, just think about it. Like, if somebody in the family has a crappy comment towards you, like, how does that really affect you?
Right.
Do you really care that much? Who cares?
Yeah, I have a feeling Tony probably has issues with a lot of people in his life.
No,
I mean, if he's...
Yeah, but I totally understand that with, you know, you... When you're dating somebody, you do have to deal with like so many different personalities, you know, attached to that when you're meeting her family or, you know, hanging out with her family.
Absolutely. No, Tony, I don't mean you have issues. I just mean that that's a really good point, Menace, that you said that why is he letting it get to him?
Yeah.
And if you just smile, turn away, you're like, there's the grandma in the living room. I'm going into the kitchen. You can avoid it. You know, you can just be high, smile, and let it roll off your shoulders.
People might say, just talk it out. But people don't change no matter what.
No one ever, ever changes. Sorry. I mean, unless they want to change. And that's amazing. But you're never going to make anyone change, Tony. So I would just say, I think that you just got to, you know, change your expectations. I don't mean to say you have issues with everyone. But the fact that he lets him get under his skin probably means that he just really wants the relationship to work with the girlfriend. And she also might have a part in this because she might be putting undue pressure on him. Mm-hmm. She might be saying, you know, I need you here. I need you here. And you know what? Yeah. You're allowed to say, I'm going to go to 2 out of 4 of those. Mm-hmm.
And again, if there's any issues, you talk it out with her. That's what I think.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think so too. People got to talk about everything. So talk about communication. It's a lubrication.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite line.
It is my favorite line, and it's going to be my tombstone, even though I'm dead. Good. Don't talk to me when I'm dead, but it is going to say communication is a lubrication.
I'll write it on there if it's not.
Would you visit me?
Yeah,
I'm just going to. I just want my dust, you know, spread all over. Okay. I don't know. I was thinking like the Golden Gate Bridge or something, but I really don't care. No. I don't want anyone to visit me and be like, oh, I didn't bring your flowers, whatever. Just like have a good picture of me. Listen to my podcast. I've done 2,000 podcasts. Just listen to those and miss me. And
I'll chop up your voice to say whatever.
You would do that, wouldn't you? You just like would say all the shit you'd want to say to me all these years that you haven't said. That'd be so sweet.
Yeah. I'll make sure I'll like spread your dust at the Hustler Club or
would
something.
Would you, the Hustler Club? That's really what I want. Larry Flint would stand up and have a moment of silence for me. Yeah. My parents would be really, really proud.
Yeah.
Just need a moment of silence for that depressing moment. Okay. Hi, Emily. I would love your advice. 3 years ago, I found out that my husband was having an affair with one of his coworkers. This had been going on for 3 years, and I had no idea. When I found out, he told me it wasn't an affair, as they never had sex, only oral, and had exchanged photos of each other. I was completely gutted as I thought we had an outstanding sex life and relationship. I've forgiven him, but I still feel unsure and vulnerable at times.
Oh, great.
We own a company together. He's the boss and deals with men and women. He's close relationship with his safety officer as she is female, and at times I feel threatened as they spend many hours together. Am I being a jealous wife, or should I be on my guard? Regards,
I mean, if there's a
Anonymous.
History, then unfortunately you're going to be on your guard for the rest of your life. That's what sucks.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you made the decision. You're going to stick with your husband and forgive him. But forgiveness doesn't come just because you in your mind decide you're going to forgive him. Forgiving someone and rebuilding trust takes work.
Yeah.
And the kind of work I mean is marriage counseling, therapy, time, talking about it. And if you just said, I forgive you, and you've moved on and 3 years have gone by and the same issues are flaring up again, you haven't done your work. So I think it's totally normal for you to feel scared and threatened in this situation because it mimics what just happened to you 3 years ago. So you got to talk to him about it and share your feelings. And I know you're probably thinking, oh, but he thinks I never let it go. Well, you know what? Because you probably haven't let it go because you guys haven't worked on it together. I'm assuming you haven't gone into therapy together and worked on it, because this wouldn't be an issue that you're emailing me about. You would already say, okay, babe, you'd have the language, because what happens in therapy, I don't know, people think like therapy is like I'm asking, telling them to go to surgery or something, getting their like heart removed.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you that therapy is like the best work that you could do as a couple. And I do believe that every couple needs it at some point, because you'll learn how to communicate with each other in the right language so these same things don't happen over and over again. So for example, when you first found out that he started spending time with this safety officer, what is she, like a police officer? Like a safety belt? Whatever. Okay, cool. So you would have been like, hey, babe, this, you know, you'd have words. You'd say, so this is triggering my feelings of insecurity or whatever. And then you'd talk about it like the first time it happened. But now it's been a few months. So I'm saying, if you really want to rebuild and you want to trust them, you need to find a therapist. And it's not the hardest thing in the world. And it's not going to kill you. It's going to make you stronger.
Have fun with that.
What, therapy?
No, just like...
Dude, you need therapy. Have you ever had it?
Me? Believe me, you need the therapy.
Dude, I've had therapy my entire life.
I know.
I've gone to therapy more than I've gone anywhere else on the planet.
You've been going therapy since you were like a kid, right?
10. No, but I haven't gone in a few years. But I'm going to go back. I love therapy is a lifelong process. It doesn't have to be a beginning and an end. You can go for 3 years. You can stop for five, go back. And different points in your life... you know, you have different issues that come up in your life. So it's always, you know, good to go. And like the truth is that sometimes the best time to go to therapy is when you're not having a crisis, when you're not in crisis, and when you just kind of want to work on things.
All right, fine.
So you could go if you want me to give you some names.
I don't understand why you think I need therapy. You're just throwing that out there.
No, I don't think you do. I mean, I think everyone does. Because you know why? I think everyone needs it, because just like how you go to the doctor for a checkup, you know, you go to the dentist to clean your teeth. Just might be good to have someone objective to go and, you know, talk to about some issues that have been floating around your head. Because the issues that we have, the struggles that we have, whatever our insecurities are, our fears that hold us back, they don't change over a lifetime unless you work on them and you learn how to deal with them. So you're not going to change your relationship to whatever issues you have unless you go to talk about it with someone. That's all I'm saying. So those are my words for the new year. Everyone go to therapy and have lots of sex. Anything else, Manus?
No, just make sure you follow the... show on Twitter, Instagram. I'm trying to think of what would be the best one. There's this new one that I want to suggest. We'll mention it next.
Okay.
The next podcast where I want you to sign up and be on
social media. Why teasing?
Huh?
Okay.
Well, I don't want to give it out. I don't want to give it out. So
okay, fine. Okay, now they got to listen to the next show. Listen to the next show. Okay.
They might like take your username.
Yeah, don't take my username. I'm so glad we didn't talk about that. Okay, here's the deal. So come see me this weekend. It's 17th and 18th in Los Angeles at the Sexual Health Expo, because I'm giving a keynote that's going to change your life after I write it, which I'm going to figure out this weekend. No, it's going to be really cool, all that stuff going on. And also follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Oh, you know what they could do, Menace? Because you suggested this, and it was a really great idea.
All right.
That if you are on iTunes and you download my podcast – and you like it, you might want to review it. Say, hey, I love it. Give me a star, too. Let me know what you like and don't like. And also, don't forget to check out our survey that we're sending out and let us know what you love about the show and how we can make it better in 2015. So, thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the show. I love being able to help you have the sex life and relationships you deserve. And let me tell you all about Promescent, which will help you have the best sex life in your life. 1 in 3 men suffers from premature ejaculation. But you know what? You really don't have to. In fact, you might not even suffer technically from premature ejaculation. You just might want to last a little longer in bed. You might last 4 minutes and you want to last 8. Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for lasting longer in bed. It is It closes the arousal gap. Men and women, men take like, you know, 2 minutes, between 2 and 4 minutes to orgasm. Women need, you know, sometimes between 18 and 40 minutes. So if you would like that gap to close and actually have both of you have orgasms, you should try Promescent. It's a delay spray. Helps you last twice as long. That's Promescent.com. P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T. And check it out. Promescent.com. Thanks for listening.